Please be seated. We think of Christmas as a time when family members come home. I've seen some of our college-age young people home tonight. Grandparents invite everybody home to their house for a traditional feast with that great macaroni and cheese casserole or the pumpkin pie that is better than anything that you can ever eat in a bakery. Friends gather other friends around them, cherishing the feeling of homespun love and appreciation. This is the time when we all come home, even if our homecoming is just in our dreams, as the old song says. But that first Christmas was a very different story. Each of the people in this story was not in the comfort of their own home. They were away from the familiar warmth and comfort that we seek in our own holiday celebrations. Think of Mary and Joseph on the road, headed to Bethlehem, despite her bulk with the baby due at any moment. Traveling because the government required it, and as far from home as they had ever been. If you've ever been at the airport or the train station and have seen a pregnant couple stressed out and exhausted by holiday travel, take that image, multiply it by 10. And you probably got a sense of how Mary and Joseph were feeling when they arrived in downtown Bethlehem. Think of the shepherds who spent much of their lives away from home herding sheep up on the hillside outside of town. They were not exactly the highest class people in Bethlehem. As a matter of fact, shepherds were considered outcasts of sort, because they were smelly and dirty from tending those sheep outdoors most of the time. And it was winter time, and even in Israel, it gets cold at night in the winter time. Think of the angels. They were not up in heaven where things are always pretty and peaceful. They weren't enjoying a quiet evening sitting around the divine throne. No, they were flying around on a cold winter's night talking to a bunch of smelly shepherds. Now, I know this one is the hardest one to imagine. But think of Jesus. One moment he's with his heavenly Father in heaven. He's perfectly comfortable because heaven is, after all, perfect. Then all of a sudden, he's a squalling human baby in a cold and ripe-smelling stable, surrounded by a bunch of folks he's never met before and who don't seem to understand what he is trying to tell them, namely that he has this strange craving for some milk. Each of these players in the divine drama is away from home. Each one is in unfamiliar territory, lacking the comforts of their homes, lacking the family around them that would make their difficulties seem more manageable. And yet something happens. Something happens, and they manage to create a home. In spite of what they don't have, they celebrate what they do have. Now, Mary and Joseph might have expected that their new baby would be born in their own home with Mary's mother and cousins helping her with her first childbirth. Joseph might have visualized standing outside the house, waiting for word of the birth, sharing a skin of wine with his friends. But here they are in this stable, with the wind whistling through the cracks, and animals, animals all around them. No women to help Mary as she labored, no men to laugh and slap Joseph on his back after the good news comes. Just the two of them, plus a cow and a donkey and such, breathing their sweet, warm breath and the sharp shine of stars overhead. And somehow, Mary and Joseph and then the little baby make this stable into home. It is home as they watch their newborn wrapped warmly in swaddling clothes, and they realize they're not just a couple anymore, they are a family, and wherever the family is home. The shepherds, expecting that this would be another cold night in the hillside with meager food, gather close around a small fire to keep warm. They may be away from their families as they herd the sheep and await the birth of new lambs, but by the heavens, they can make themselves some decent soup and share stories and laughter. A little home away from home. Not as good as a warm bed, but it will do. But then they hear this strange and wondrous news from the angel. An angel who should be grumbling about being so far from heaven in the middle of the night, but one who takes his mission as God's messenger seriously and tells these bedraggled shepherds a revolutionary piece of news. And in that moment, the angels and these shepherds are joined together by God's news, and there is between them a home of sorts, a home and a family of those who have experienced unimaginable surprise. The shepherds, of course, are shocked by what they've heard. They go and travel to that other new home in the stable, and they become part of that family too, sitting quietly, basking in the warmth of the Holy Family's love, in the glow of the infant's holiness. And Jesus, a tiny baby, knows that he is where he is meant to be, where the world needs him to be. He is the hope of a troubled world, a world that makes a pregnant mother and her husband travel a long distance near her due date for a tax enrollment. A world that makes shepherds into outcasts. A world that makes a rude stable the only place available for a stranded family. They are all home. Not the homes that they had expected or planned for, but the homes that they need to inhabit. A home of their own creation, of God's creation. We think sometimes that the only good Christmas is the one in which the whole family gets together at Grandma's house. Why does Grandma always have to cook? Doesn't seem fair somehow. But there's this vision of everybody at Grandma's house eating the familiar foods, singing the same songs, telling the same stories that we've heard a thousand times over. But perhaps the story that we hear tonight is that home and family are what we make with God's help. Home is the place where we feel God's peace. Family is the people who teach us Christ's love. And Christmas is the day when we remember what we are called to do in this broken world, to lend a hand to that pregnant family with the flat tire at the rest stop, to offer a dinner invitation to the person who has no place to go on this day, to tell a warm and funny story to someone who feels blue, or share a memory with someone who is grieving. If we learn nothing else from this story of people away from their homes, ordinary people who become part of an extraordinary story, we should learn that our truest home is not a place. It is in Christ. Our truest family is not those with whom we simply have a biological connection, as beautiful as that is. It is with those in whom we can see Christ, and who can see Christ in us. This is the gift of this story, the one that frees us from the expectations of a confused world. It is about Christ. It was always about Christ. It will always be about Christ. Where Christ is, that is Christmas. That is family. That is home. Merry Christmas and welcome home. Amen.